who gave himself airs because he wore smart clothes and other people paid for them, and went behind the wall to fetch the half-brick after all, but did not, remembering that he had come in the way of business and was, as it were, under a flag of truce. His master was so delighted at his new customer that he knocked Tom down out of hand and drank more beer that night than he usually did in two, in order to be sure of getting up in time next morning. For the more a man's head aches when he wakes, the more glad he is to turn out and have a breath of fresh air. And when he did get up at four the next morning, he knocked Tom down again in order to teach him, as young gentlemen used to be taught at public schools, that he must be an extra good boy that day, as they were going to a very great house and might make a very good thing of it if they could but give satisfaction. And Tom thought so likewise, and indeed would have done and behaved his best even without being knocked down. For of all places upon earth, Harthover Place, which he had never seen, was the most wonderful, and of all men on earth, Sir John, whom he had seen having been sent to